We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
There are still problems on the F line after a derailment in Queens last night. MTA says two wheels of the front car of a Manhattan-bound F train left the tracks at a tunnel between Parsons Boulevard and Sutphen Boulevard stations at the same time as the train's brakes automatically activated. 195 passengers on that train were safely evacuated to a following train. Nobody was hurt. Riders were taken back to Parsons Boulevard. MTA is now trying to figure out what happened. Spokesman Tim Minton says a third rail mat, which is used by maintenance workers to protect themselves from contact with the electrified rail, was found at the scene.
We don't know for certain what the connection is between the third rail mat and the derailment. What we do know is that a third rail mat, normally covering the third rail for protection of workers, should not have been under the second car of the train.
They're looking at other factors as well. MTA says it has restored service with some changes in bypass stations while they work to get everything back on track. Just call it the getaway wheelchair. Police arrested a homeless Brooklyn man in a grisly homicide earlier this week, and they say he left the scene in a wheelchair. 50-year-old Antonio Graham charged with manslaughter, assault, and other offenses in the death of 60-year-old Gary Smith. Smith was stabbed in the face, the Post reports, with a large ice pick just before dawn Tuesday near the corner of Schenectady Avenue and St. John's Place in Crown Heights. The mortally wounded Smith tried to drag himself home but collapsed and was found just after 5 a.m. on the steps of a nearby building. Police say after this attack, Graham, who has only one leg, wheeled himself away from the scene and spent the next several days on the run. Police used surveillance video to track him down. They arrested him Friday. Graham has been arrested dozens of times since the 1980s, mostly on drug offenses. No bail for a Long Island woman charged with arson and murder in a fire almost a year ago as police give stunning new details of the case.
54-year-old Jennifer Gross is accused of killing her longtime lover, 75-year-old James Coppola. Then she allegedly set his house on fire. Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick said they were a couple for nearly 20 years, but it was a contentious relationship. They physically fought constantly. Lieutenant Fitzpatrick says last November, Gross went to Coppola's house on Center Island. He said she demanded money from him, and when he refused...
She took something, a household kitchen item, and started to beat him with that. As a result of that beating, he expired. She then, to cover up the crime, lit the house on fire and was taken from the scene by a taxi cab.
And if that wasn't enough, Lieutenant Fitzpatrick says she then pawned the jewelry. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
As she was walked into her arraignment, Gross told reporters that the truth will come out. Either we raise the money or we get out. That is the stark message from New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker to supporters of his presidential campaign, saying he needs $1.7 million by the end of the month.
We're now into the fourth quarter of the year, and if we can't continue our growth, then we're not going to have a campaign to win. And I don't think people should be in this race if they can't win. I'm in this race to win the nomination and beat Donald Trump.
More with correspondent Arlette Sines.
Cory Booker and his team issuing this dire warning right now about the state of the campaign, saying that these next 10 days could make or break his candidacy. They're urging their supporters to get out and donate specifically $1.7 million in order to make sure he can actually remain in the race.
Booker and most of the other major Democratic candidates hit a huge event in Iowa yesterday, the Polk County Steak Fry. New effort to ban chokeholds in New York State. 5 years after the death of Eric Garner, State Senator Brian Benjamin has introduced the Eric Garner Chokehold Bill. At the Reverend Del Sharpton's National Action Network yesterday, Benjamin said it turns NYPD policy into law.
It will be automatically put into the criminal law, which will carry an immediate sentence with it. There's no such thing as choking being different from a chokehold. They do the same thing and they need to be in the law together.
Benjamin says he expects pushback from police unions. No public comment from them so far. We're learning more about how police believe a couple of Times Square desnudas scammed a man with autism. Court papers say 26-year-old Amelia Laporte and a partner told the man not to worry about the prices they posed for photos, then refused to give him his phone back unless they paid him $100. He didn't have the money. They took him to an ATM, and police are still looking for one of the two women. So when you think of the urban jungle, alligators, snapping turtles, and Dutch blue lovebirds probably aren't what you had in mind. But city park workers reportedly saw those and more in the last few years. A report in the Post says park rangers handled almost 750 misplaced, sick, or dead animals, including more than 450 raccoons, four coyotes, oh, and that Dutch blue lovebird. The rangers determine if the animal needs to be rescued or left alone, and if it's safe and healthy, they pretty much let it be. If not, they call in the wildlife rehabilitators, and that's who got the snapping turtle. A tragic accident in Queens yesterday afternoon. 14-year-old boy rode alongside a dump truck with deadly results. Police say this boy was riding southbound on Borden Street just before 2 p.m. when the 33-year-old driver took a right turn onto 11th Street and hit him. Young Mario Venezuela was pronounced dead at the scene. The truck driver stayed. Witness Victor Fernandez told CBS 2 News he was distraught.
He was crying. I felt bad for the guy because he just was driving. He couldn't stop because the bicyclist just went into the rear tires of the truck.
Police say no criminality suspected at this time, but they are still investigating. A 75-year-old man died crossing the street in Queens last night. Police say Elu Rakimanov of Queens was crossing Jewel Avenue near 140th and Kew Gardens near 9 p.m. when he was hit by an eastbound car. Witness told the Daily News he heard a large bang, followed by screams from the victim's family. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he died soon after. Police say Rakimanov was not in the crosswalk. The 30-year-old driver stayed at the scene. Police are still investigating. Well, so much for that day off. An NYPD captain caught three car thieves while he was out for a run on his day off yesterday. Seems Captain John Hall of the 111th in Bayside saw a familiar-looking Mercedes SUV parked near the Bayside Marina. He thought it was the same make and model as one reported stolen the day before, and then he saw the license plate, which matched the complaint he had seen. Hall called in his officers, and then they arrested three guys who were sleeping in the Mercedes and another SUV nearby, which also turned out to have been stolen from Nassau County. Police say they also recovered some stolen credit cards. And that, for all of you who like to have intentions when you exercise. Hall tells the Daily News he was thinking about some recent car thefts and break-ins in his precinct while he was out for a run.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.